The NPP says its affirmative action policy, which was to get more women to contest the 2016 parliamentary election, was fruitful. Last Saturday's election saw 21 women elected and two incumbents losing their seats. Speaking at a news conference in Accra, General Secretary of the party, Kwabena Japon, said most of the candidates who won the primaries are below the age of 35. This, he said, is a sign that the party is attractive to the youth. He asked losers of the primaries to work with the victors to win the 2016 election.
We also congratulate the winners of the contest, urge them to extend a hand to everybody and close ranks for our party. To those who were unsuccessful, we thank them very much for the role they played and urge them to still dedicate themselves as true patrons of our party to work together with our chosen parliamentary candidates to achieve our main goal of Victory 2016. In fact, those with genuine grievances should present their cases to the party secretariat for redress, and they should desist from engaging in recrimination, counter-accusations, especially in the media. It is noteworthy to acknowledge that 21 women emerged victorious, whilst unfortunately we lost this female incumbent in the process. So in fact, affirmative action has worked. It's encouraged a lot more women to file in the process, and it is evidenced by the amount of victors we have seen on Saturday. We are also happy to report that a significant amount of winners of the contest were below the ages of 35, which goes to affirm that the party MPP remains an attractive destination for the youth of our country. And that bodes well for the future, both of our political tradition and the country as a whole.
Mr. Japon is of the view that the fact that senior parliamentarians lost will not affect the party in parliament.
Our virtues and our values are very clear to all. We are eternal Democrats. We believe that it is the grassroots who decide who represents, and that all of us should respect the verdict of the majority of our people. I don't think we are in the habit of determining for them who they should choose as the candidate. They are on the ground. They are in touch with the masses. They can feel the pulse of the Ghanaian, and therefore they are best positioned to decide who represents the party's chances in the upcoming elections. And I think we should leave it at that and respect them for the decisions that they have taken. In fact, to the contrary, I think that historical watchers should recognize that every political party, as we go along, should become like a production line. And I do believe this huge amount of youthful people who are now going to be the bedrock of the party for us for the next 20, 30 years. It bodes well for the future of our political tradition. It's a way of regenerating our human stock.